And like you said, the guy, you know, the guy hits his first shot, and kind of hits his next shot.
They're rolling.
Confidence is up. I would say the secondary for Atlanta was kind of in the same mold there. From out the gate after that first interception, the fumble recovery, it was their day as well.
Yeah, and obviously great job mic'd up with Trufant. I mean, these guys doing the best job.
I didn't know who you were tossing to there.
I tossed to whoever wants to take it.
Hey, he looked at me like a...
No, I love the mic'd up segments you guys are doing, and Trufant was the best. And he actually talks more on the field than he does at practice or in the locker room.
That's true. He's more of a soft-spoken, kind of quiet guy. But yeah, the Falcons defense, I think, is a unit that really needed a game like that. Builds a lot of confidence. I think, you know, nobody was really talking about how great the Arizona Cardinals offense was coming in the game. And in fact, I think up until the start of the game, they had gone like seven quarters without scoring a touchdown. So, you know, they had some struggles on offense coming into the game. But for the Falcons defense to force the number of turnovers that they did to beat a team with a record like they had, I mean, that team came in confident. That team came in maybe overlooking the Falcons a little bit. And this Falcons team, knowing what's on the line, I mean, you talk to some of them knew the Saints won earlier in the game, some of them or earlier in the day, some of them didn't know that. But knowing that they've still got a shot, chipping a chair, as we say
well,
around
two chips
here.
In a chair, right?
Yeah, I mean, just knowing that and not giving up. I know a lot of people out there like to make fun of the word resiliency because we hear it so much. But truth of the matter is, I mean, that was about as resilient an effort as you can get on Sunday. And this team is not backing down. That's why, you know, Monday's game, it's kind of a toss-up for me.
You know, the chip in a chair, you went all in. Now we only have two chips in a chair.
Two chips.
Doubled up. Doubled up. You're in first place. And let's just, you know, I have on the script NFC South playoff picture. I think Smitty would be mad if we started talking about that. I think we should focus on this Monday night game and go take care of business. And Absolutely. It is no easy task what the Falcons are tasked with. And that is going up to chilly Green Bay, Wisconsin, and playing a quarterback who is playing out of his mind.
That's the biggest thing that stands out to me is right now in my mind there's two players that are playing the best football that I can remember. One of them is J.J. Watt and the other one is Aaron Rodgers. And Rodgers is just – the game is in slow motion for this guy, and you really have to be on your defensive game in order to slow him down. He has so many weapons. There's so many other guys on that team that he elevates. He makes their game better, and it's just a huge task for this Falcons defense. I think that when you talk about the performance that the Falcons defense got on Sunday, it's a perfect way to kind of go into this Monday night game and have a little confidence in yourself.
Yeah, take that momentum boost into Lambeau Field. And these guys obviously are ready for the challenge. I see they're the underdog by 13 points. So not only are we picked to lose, but almost by two touchdowns. If that's not a shot to the ego for these guys, but I know they're not paying attention to the point spreads or the win-loss records. They're, you know, paying attention to the disciplines, the fundamentals this week that they're going to have to do to try to slow down that high-powered offense and then score against the Packers D.
You're playing a guy, a quarterback, who has not thrown a home interception in almost two seasons, correct?
Yeah.
December 2nd, 2012, I believe is the day.
20 games?
Yeah.
I think something like that.
So I think, shocker, you know, breaking news, the Falcons cannot turn the ball over. You've got to have ball control, zero stupid penalties. It's the same thing Smitty preaches every week. But it's imperative when you go to a chilly environment with a quarterback who – statistics, trends are saying it's probably not going to turn the ball over and give you one. You cannot give the Green Bay Packers an extra possession.
I mean, I think he's only got three interceptions on the year. Mm-hmm. And to think about it, you're at this point in the season, I think going into week 14 and you've only thrown three picks. I mean, that says a lot about what you're able to do on offense. And what's funny is that it overshadows their very good defense,
correct,
too. They've got a very good defense. I think to your point, you can't turn the ball over, and if you're able to get one of those elusive turnovers against this team,
you have to
turn it into 7 points. You have to. You can't go down there and just let Matt Bryant do the work. So you've got to find ways to score in against a very tough defensive unit.
I'm glad you said Matt Bryant's name because I feel like he is too far under the radar, in my opinion.
Way too far.
Can we get some Pro Bowl love started for Matt Bryant?
Let's go.
He's 22 for 24 on field goals this year. Has one-third of the Falcons' points for the season, 97 out of the 291. Matt Bryant, you know, you could almost make the case he's the MVP of the Falcons in this many games so far.
He's killing it. And the thing is, you know, I had somebody on Twitter point out, well, you're kicking a lot of field goals if that's the case. Well, a lot of these field goals have come from outside the red zone. So the Falcons are still scoring touchdowns in the red zone, but these points are being scored outside of the red zone. At 39 years old, and you talk about a guy who's kicking 40, 50-yard field goals consistently in pressure situations, this is a guy that deserves as much recognition as he can possibly get. And I think if you're a Falcons fan, you're not voting for Matt Bryant, you're doing the man a disservice.
Let's play a game sometime. Like, what are you more confident in? It's hard-pressed to find a moment where you're more confident when number three comes out on the field to take a field goal kick.
Yeah, two things about Matt Bryant. Like, one, he's very fundamental and sound in his discipline. He talks about the same routine if it's a PAT or if it's a 50-yarder. And then secondly, I love his competitive nature. He even said after the game he would much rather see our guys be scoring the 17 points than him. So he's keeping score, but he said, you know what, whenever I'm called upon, and Smitty has said this too, whenever we get him in range, we know it's going to go through the pipes.
Yeah, it's real fun. If you ever get a chance to go to a game, you know, and get in there early, watch him warm up. It's so mechanical in what he does, almost like a robot out there, and just crushing.
And it's the exact same. It's the exact same thing that he does every single game. Mm-hmm. Every time he's out there, he'll go 5 yards back, and he won't even kick when he first gets out there. He'll just visualize. Mm-hmm. His routine is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm glad. Let's give him some love because he has been a big part of why the Falcons do have a chance to make the playoffs. He's a big reason we have a couple of chips in front of
chips,
us.
Chips and chairs. Go. Still right. Got one chair though, right?
Just one chair.
Just one chair.
One chair.